Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Another day of reckoning in court for Alec Murdaugh, facing the victims that he wronged through his financial crimes, and also going and giving his own speech and response to some of those individuals who made their victim impact statements to him. Watched a little bit of that. Joining me to discuss, defense attorney Bob Motta, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. This has been an interesting one. I did get a chance to see some of the ramblings of Alec Murdaugh, because that really is kind of what it was today in court. Some of the highlights that I picked up was he still denies the murder. That was very clear. He was talking to one of his friends who he wronged, and I guess the friend in his victim impact statement also mentioned that Alec was a murderer. He wanted to make it very clear that he was not a murderer. And there was just some also interesting pushback on some folks, some of the Satterfield family. One of them had mentioned that Gloria had helped raise the children. Alec seemed to have issue with that, wanting to point out that very much it was him and Maggie that did it, but they were all very close. It was just bizarre. It was a bizarre response. He was seemingly taking responsibility for some, but at the same time wanting to correct people on technical things of how he felt, and then wanting everybody to come to the cell sometime to have a nice little kumbaya to make Alec feel better. Disconnected from reality at the best. What's your thoughts, Bob?
I mean, if they were to have like court trials in the Twilight Zone, this is what it would look like. Yeah, man. Like everything about that case is just, you know, between that case and Delphi, it's been like, and Adelson, frankly, those three cases and Vallow, like this whole year in terms of the trials that we've seen has been like none other. And like Murdaugh is, you know, I mean, with the financial crimes, it's like you said, you know, he got up and he basically said, look, you know, I have obviously admitted to stealing the funds. I may disagree with the narrative of why and how it happened, but I'm certainly admitting that I took my client's funds. So, I mean, at least from that respect, he had a mea culpa, you know, but yeah, what I found way more interesting was kind of the stuff that you were talking about, kind of this back. And some of them were, I can't remember which gentleman, like one of his former clients, which just like ripped my heart out, man. The guy was like, man, I trusted you. I gave you everything. You know, it was like, it was so powerful because it was so real, you know, and it was like, it was gut wrenching. Like that was so real. Like that moment in time when like hearing like the actual, and it's different because like, you know, these folks are talking about money, you know, so you're hearing the other side of it. Typically, we're hearing victim impact statements when it's involving the loss of a loved one, you know, which are obviously incredibly devastating, but in a much different way. It's a much different type of loss, in my estimation, a much worse loss. There's nothing that would compare to losing a loved one. Mm-hmm. You know, money comes and goes, but, you know, but to hear like the impact that you knew in your mind that he was taking money from people that just needed this money, that had no way, like if they were catastrophically injured and they were, you know, couldn't like work for themselves and couldn't earn income. They were living like hand to mouth.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy just came in, swooped in and stole all their dough, you know, just ruining their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's devastating, you know? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's, he's a bad dude, man. You know, it's like, I've been, you know, it's always been my thing with the murder side of it that, yeah, like I honestly think that the dude hired a couple of guys. I think he was on the property when it happened. I think he was overseeing it. I think it was his intent to take the guns away with him, not to leave it with these two morons that he hired to kill his family. But I, you know, but it makes him as if he pulled the trigger. People seem to they get real upset when I say it. I'm like, but like, you don't understand, if you hire somebody to kill your family, it's as if you did it yourself. It's the same exact thing.
There's no arguing that he wasn't at the place at that point in time.
So there's exactly.
I would never have killed Maggie and Paul. Maybe you didn't kill Maggie and Paul. Maybe, but you certainly were there. But it seems he has a way of compartmentalizing everything to such a bizarre, scary extent that he could have been there. And, well, I didn't pull the trigger, so I go down this road the same way
he didn't
say these things
technically you didn't.
Yeah.
But technically you did.
It's the same way where he can argue to the Satterfield family, like, look, me and Maggie are the ones who raised the kids. Technically, certainly she had an impact, but it was all me. And like, you realize what they're saying to you? I mean, and that's a death right there. I mean, yes, this is financial, but part of it even was involving a death of Gloria Satterfield. I thought it was really interesting, one of the points that he made. And I almost was wondering, is this a Freudian slip that he just gave to us in court, where he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but it was to the effect of, it came with a good heart when I made up the claim about the dogs tripping Gloria. Made up the story is what he said. Made up the story about the dogs. So what is the story? Because as far as I know, that has been the official story this entire time.
That was definitely the entire, like, the only thing that I can think him trying to like clarify that somewhere down the road is like the claim to the insurance company. You know what I mean? Like,
so just falling down someone's stairs.
I don't know if that was the same thing that they told law enforcement, but like, that was definitely when he filed suit and he got the money. I think that was the story of what had happened at the house. But yeah, you're right, man. I mean, it certainly begs the question, well, if not that, then what happened? Because we've heard various theories that Paul pushed her. Man, all kinds of different theories on what happened to her.
Yeah, because if that is true, then that's a whole other issue. But the thing is, with this, I don't think I'm not an insurance company, I don't know, but I would think if your housekeeper tripped down the stairs just because it was slippery, or the dogs tripped her, it's still the same claim. It doesn't matter if it was a dog or if there was a socket squirrel on the stairs. Yeah.
Right. A raccoon like scurried across. A big opossum.
Exactly.
Big opossum just hanging out on the stairs. Yeah. I mean, right. Exactly. It's either inadvertent or it was vertent.
Yeah. So what are we covering up here? If both really mean the same
thing. With intent or it was an accident. One of the two. It's it's either or situation. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm just ready for that guy to go away and get out of my face. Like, the whole, like, I know we're going to talk about Becky Hill next, but it's like, that case just never goes away either, man.
No.
It's like,
well, and the scary thing is with all of this, did the math last week when we learned about what the sentencing was going to be, 27 years served concurrently with the murder charges. And if the murder charges stick, he's never getting out. But if those don't stick, Alec Murdaugh could be free in his 70s, in all reality. And I noticed even Creighton kind of walked back a little bit of he'll never be out of jail today. Like, he'll be there for a very long time. why did the state give him such a deal on this? Because if you added everything else up, he would have been in there for more than 1,000 years. Everybody thought that this is a slam dunk. He's never getting out no matter what. Not really the case. 27 years for all of this chaos. That's it? Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think that Creighton, at the end of the day, in terms of like the cost benefit analysis of like having to go to trial on this thing, I think he feels very secure that he's never getting out of there on those murder charges.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's like, I mean, it would have to get overturned. You know, the odds of that are like astronomical.
I don't know.
Like, even if he's given a new trial.
Yeah.
Even if this Becky Hill thing turns out to be, you know, like the court says, oh my God, you just cannot have your bailiff talking to the jurors. I don't care what effect it had on him.
Yeah.
You know, we understand. Cause I mean, the state's response to that in terms of that thing was very clear. You know, every juror said, look, you know, we didn't listen to what she said. We listened to everything that the judge said, and they said all the right things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, the problem is that the defense has the burden of showing that it would have changed the outcome. Otherwise it's harmless error, you know, and like, you're not going to be able to do it unless we invented a time machine to be able to go back to different time frames in order to poll the jury, like right before Alec Murdaugh testifies and right before they went out to the property, you know, the times that we know that Becky was talking the jurors up and check their pulse in terms of what they were thinking at that moment in time.
Yeah.
Because subconsciously, like they have no idea what they were thinking in that time. Like they have no idea. You can't unhear what you heard and you really don't know subconsciously whether or not that affected you in terms of your way of thinking. You know, it's like you can't know it.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.